Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Is it the view of the president's communications team that he is equally adept in all settings in terms of communications, or are there some that play to greater strengths, some where he probably isn't as strong, etc.?
I will tell you this, the president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
No, no, I'm just saying, I just found it interesting that Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
And I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And sorry. More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women. I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasure, since you're part of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and Delaware is as well, and I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I spent a lot of time in the northern part of the state.
To help make the transition to a low-carbon future more affordable for everyone, accelerate decarbonation beyond our borders. In fact, the International Energy Agency recently concluded that our significant climate investment will, quote, help turbocharge the emerging global clean energy economy. I was reading their quote. Sorry. We went for two reasons. One, to Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And Mayor Turner, my family spent a lot of time here in Houston, by the way. Hey, John Eddie, how are you, buddy? I didn't see you there. I could be known for as president. I would be the president who, during his era, ended cancer as we know it. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. How long do you want to play this little game? We got plenty. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a litany of nonsense that Biden has said, and they don't want to test his cognitive abilities. These are the people. Whenever someone gives you crap about Joe Biden, you just refer back to this clip of the show. Send them a copy and say, here's the guy that you cheated into the presidency. I mean, look, people make mistakes in speaking. Lord knows, I've been on the radio for over a decade, well over a decade. And even before that, you make mistakes speaking. There's no question about it. But you're there. You understand it. But do you... I mean, this guy, not only that, man, do you really want me to go back through and chronicle his lies? Do you want us to chronicle the stupid racist things this guy said? This guy is the person that the Democrats see as the leader of their pack. It's amazing to me. We got plenty. In fact, so Jean-Pierre, he's the best communicator that they have. Joe Biden is the spokesperson, if you will, for America. I know we have a State Department, and that technically is a spokesperson for the country, but he's the person that people look to around the world. You think we're the only ones lampooning this guy, this moron, this buffoon? You should look at Australian media, Indian media, Russian media, European media. If you think we're tough on him, you should see what these guys say. It is such a night and day difference between Trump, and I can't speak across the board because I didn't research it that much because we were feasting under Trump. But it is such a difference in how things are handled between Trump when Trump was president and what the world thought about America and leadership at the time and this guy, night and day.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about. Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're opposed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President my boss. It was his fault.
You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
You know, the rapidly rising his just inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing. You know how much I'm gonna do with 1,500,000.
That, folks, is the leader of the free world, and I use my finger quotes, and the person that the Democrats rely on to do the bidding of America. That, folks, is a person who will not take a cognitive test so we can see how his brain functions. This is the person that is setting the policy of America. Well, supposedly, we all know he's a figurehead, right? But still, you get the point. And this is who Karine Jean-Pierre says is America's best communicator, the White House best communicator, the administration's best communicator. Doesn't it make you wonder about the rest of them? Of course it does.
The rest of the world watches the debates. Not a joke. Not a joke. Fact.
Not a joke. Fact.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. No, think about it. I'm not joking.
No, I really mean it. I'm not joking now, okay?
For real. You think I'm joking. I'm not joking. We didn't have anybody, not a joke, who could turn on the streetlights. You hear me? Not a joke.
That is not a joke.
I really mean it. Not a joke.
It's not a joke.
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 You think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
Keep it here, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You can't be expecting good news in the time of Joe Biden. You can't be expecting good news when Chinese can fly spy balloons over our country and we do nothing. You can't be expecting good news when you look at the shooting that occurred at Michigan State University. And let me tell you, Democrats continue to tell you, oh, it's the gun, it's the gun, it's the gun. Let me tell you, the shootings will continue to occur with or without guns. I mean, there's going to be guns because the crooks, the people that want to shoot you are going to shoot you. But they don't want to get to the root cause. I don't know if we'll ever know why this guy shot up the university. But I'll tell you this, it didn't have anything to do with conservatism. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You're not going to get any good news when it comes to crime. I will guarantee you, you will not get any good news. You will not get any good news when it comes to how Americans deal with their fellow man
But it isn't because of you. It's because of leftist policy. See, they want to talk to you about the LGBTQIAWTF. They want to talk to you about all the other things that have nothing to do with how we interact with each other. When you go to the dry cleaner, do you care? Are you thinking, I wonder if this is LGBTQ, you know, whatever. Do you go, when you go to the movie theater, when you deal with a teller, a clerk, an Uber driver, whatever, do you ever think about these things? The football game just got played, right? The Super Bowl. I saw people in red and I saw people in green and white. I saw two teams. I will bet you money that both of those teams had every intersectionality you can name. And all those people, when they saw that red and white or that green and white, they hugged and just, woo, woo-hoo, KC, Philadelphia, whatever. They cheered each other on and they didn't give one iota of crap about the stuff that we talk about every single day. Why? The chaos caused by leftists. Stuff they teach. The reason why I get so upset about the NFL and other sports when they succumb to this nonsense is because this is where you're supposed to teach kids that none of that other stuff matters. If the gay guy can throw the football and connect and absolutely get it down the field, I guarantee you people don't care if Mahomes is gay. He could be flamingly Liberace gay and not a person in Kansas City is going to care. Not even that corn-fed white boy in the middle of the Dust Belt. They don't care. That is the thing that makes us supersede everything. That's why Bear Bryant said, I'm going to get me some of them colored boys after USC came and kicked Alabama's butt. That's the sports, and I'm just using this as an example, has done more to change race relations than any single thing in this country. Maybe music is next. People don't care, but this government wants you to believe it. They want you to believe. Turn on anything that does with leftists. I guarantee you, you're going to watch a racial divide, a gender divide, a sexuality divide. There's going to be a divide. They can't allow you to believe that people just can love each other. People can respect each other. And you want to know why they do it? Because then they don't have to address the real problems. For example, inflation. This economy, it sucks. Inflation turned higher to start 2023 as rising shelter, gas, and fuel prices took their toll on consumers. This is according to the Labor Department. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, which measures a broad basket of common goods and services, rose 0.5% in January, which transmitted to an annual gain of 6.4%. Economists surveyed by the Dow Jones had been looking for respective increases of 0.4% and 6.2%. But let me just tell you, that's not really true. That's not really true. They predicted at one point that the inflation rate would be 2.1, but let me just read this. However, I'll read it a different, because this is from a different report. Annual inflation slowed to 6.4%. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a sign that price pressures have torn through the economy are easing. However, the figure remains more than three times higher than the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Inflation is crushing Americans. And if it were Donald Trump that were delivering this inflation, you'd be hearing just how bad it is. Those numbers, by the way, that inflation rate at 6.something% translates to roughly 20% inflation. Now look, check out the rest of this. Excluding volatile food and energy, the core CPI increased 0.4% monthly and 5.6% from a year ago against respective estimates of 0.3% and 5.5%. But take out food and energy. Really? Food and energy is what people need. That's the thing you use every day. Rising shelter costs accounted for about half of the monthly increase. In other words, people can't afford to live where they live. Joe Biden has got people losing their homes, losing their places to rent, having to downscale, downsize. They don't talk about it. And by the way, the WEF, this is what they want. They want you to downsize. We got to get smaller. Little houses, little cars, no cars. Ride bikes. Live within a 10-mile, you know, whatever, three-block radius of everything you need to get to. They said, I don't, the percentages and stuff are boring to me. Just know this. They're all going up. They're going up more than expected. And there is no control over it because Joe Biden doesn't know how to do it. How about the cost of energy? Significant contributor, up 2% and 8.7% respectively, while food costs rose 0.5% and 10.1% respectively. The two things you have to have every single day, food and energy. And by the way, for those of you who don't understand food and energy, food is fuel. It's what makes you go to work, want to do stuff, powers your body. Rising prices meant a loss in real pay for workers. Average hourly earnings fell 0.2% for the month and were down 1.8% from a year ago. So while things are costing you more money, Joe Biden is eating into your salary. But he talks about his great wages. While price increases have been abating in recent months, January data shows inflation is still a force in the U.S. economy, in the U.S. economy that is in danger of slipping into recession this year. I love when they say that because they know that we're slipping into a recession. I'm just going to say this. This economy is embarrassing. What Joe Biden has been doing to this economy is embarrassing. Let me give you a few other points to ponder. So just to give you an idea of where things have gone, electricity, year over year, up 11.9%. Airfare, up 25.6%. Have any of you bought eggs? If you have, I bet you're not throwing them at anybody. Up 70.1%. And if they were to give us real numbers, I believe these are fake numbers. I don't believe these numbers. I grocery shop and I'm shocked at the prices. I'm shocked at the prices of everything. And they keep putting band-aids on bullet holes and trying to tell us that we're going to be okay. Let's point the finger at where this belongs, which is the Joe Biden administration.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says the FBI has conducted two more searches for possible classified documents. NBC reports the searches happened in the past few weeks at the University of Delaware. No word whether agents found anything. The searches happened at the president's invitation and did not involve any search warrants. The grand jury investigating alleged tampering with Georgia's 2022 election count says one or more witnesses it heard from lied. The report also says jurors found no evidence of fraud in Georgia that might have overturned the election. Another sign that inflation is still with us. January's producer price index increased more than expected. It rose by 0.7%. Experts were looking at a 0.4 rise. The number of us applying for unemployment benefits is staying relatively steady. The Labor Department says 194,000 people sought first-time claims last week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The crooked Biden family. Crooks through and through. And look, I'm going to tell you something. Don't get too sanctimonious out there, conservatives. You get somebody that's high ranking like this, and you've been struggling, you're probably going to go to that family member and say, hey, look, can you hook me up, man? Can you make some deals for me? Can you help? This happens. It happens with celebrities. You know, get me into a deal. How do you think all these deals happen? I mean, let's just be real, okay? Let's keep it real. If you get a friend who gets a tip on, you know, some NFT, like let's say the old SBF thing, right? Sam Bankman-Fried, who said, hey, I got a really cool little mousetrap, and your buddies start telling you. It gets whispered. We are no different. Welcome, conservatives. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not going to make the Bidens into some demon family that's doing something that nobody else would do. Let me tell you, if my brother became vice president and I would say, yo, so, I mean, and I had a business deal. Are you kidding? I would say, yeah, my brother's the vice president. You think I would not milk the living daylights out of that? You think I wouldn't bring my friends over and go, hey, meet my brother, he's a vice president, he's a senator, he's a whatever. And you know why? Because human nature is that people like those titles. I was sitting with a very wealthy person, and I'm going to tell you, this is what was an eye-opener for me politically. I'm sitting with this very wealthy person, a multi-billionaire, and he's explaining to me how he could call this senator, call this, call that. And I was thinking to myself, there are charities out there like mine, which is an education charity, and his wife is big in education. And that's why we were talking. He's like, Kevin, we can help you out here, blah, blah, blah. And I go, okay, well, why wouldn't you want to help people that are getting stuff done versus these big, you know, these senators and stuff? Why are you backing all these campaigns? And every time I said something, he'd go, well, this one time we had an issue, and then I got on the phone, I talked to my congressman, and he didn't get anything done, so I called the senator, you know, and he was this, and I talked to the joint chiefs, and I was like, bing, light bulb went off. Do you want to be able to make a call to people who can make waves, who can make a difference? Calling me when I'm working by my little charity helping at-risk kids isn't going to help him get something done, get something through. Now, in his case, he wasn't doing it to make more money. He was saying, no, I wanted to do something to help the troops, or I wanted to do something to help veterans, or I wanted to do something to... He was trying to do something big, and he goes, they weren't paying attention. So I had to make some phone calls. And that's when it hit me. That's why people back these Senate races. That's why people get involved in the political system, to get a foothold, a toehold. That's why they did it. So we look at the Bidens, and Joe Biden, God bless the guy. He didn't make a dime as a senator. Oh, he tried, but he was too big of a knucklehead. But when he got to be VP, he said, you know what? I'm watching all these people around me, and they're not benefiting. So he called a family meeting. I'm telling you what happened. I don't know it for sure, but he called a family meeting. He said, hey, Jim, Joe, Hunter, Ashley, all of you, get together. Now, look, we've been suffering compared to these other people. Look at the Clintons. Look at the Obamas. We haven't been doing anything. It is time for us to take advantage of me. What have you got? So then Joe starts making these connections. I tell you what, you come hang out with me, I'm not going to do anything, but you go work the Saudis, you go work the Chinese, you go work the Russians. Is this any different than what us would have done? Let me tell you right now, if I was VP, I would be telling my kids, we're having a gathering, come meet these guys and, you know, start networking. Why do you think they send them to these Ivy League schools and what have you? They send them to, you know what one of my friends said? I'm just going to give you his first name, Troy. He said, Kevin, I'm going to Harvard. This is the guy, gets his EE from SMU, goes to Stanford, gets his master's in engineering, then says, I'm going to go to Harvard and get an MBA. I'm like, what for, man? How many degrees do you want? He goes, I'm going to Harvard for the contacts. And you know what? Smartest move the dude made. Goes to Harvard for the contacts. Black book. So it's no different in business. In business, these guys go to Ivy League school because that's the contacts. They get access to those kids and those kids' dads and that the old money and the ideas and all that. And they all get together in Kumbaya. And folks, we'd be no different. But here's the difference. We don't get those opportunities. My kid is an Ivy grad, and they easily could be, and that's great. I'm happy for him. But we don't get those kind of opportunities, so we have to make our opportunities differently. But at that level, that's what they do. Now, here's the problem. You're in public service. You have to restrain yourself. You're like a police officer. You got a gun, you got a baton, you got tasers, but you can't go beating everybody up. Well, these guys have all the advantages. And you know what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to show restraint. But they don't show restraint. And they do their deals. And now this story is about, it's in the New York Post. You don't have to believe me. It says, now first brother James Biden was hired to help a Philadelphia construction company resolve a decades-old dispute with the Saudi government because he was a sibling of then Vice President Biden. This is from court documents. The 2017 admission by James Biden referenced in two affidavits in May of 2021, they say it's certain to draw attention from the GOP-led House Oversight Committee as it investigates the first family's influence peddling dating back years. Now, see, I wouldn't care about their influence peddling if it just involved meet my dad, meet my brother, and you get access to the VP, but, you know, that's it. That's where it stops. Yeah, you get to say, I was at the White House, I met the vice president, whatever. And if the family got to benefit from that, you're on the board because you're the son of the vice president, you know what? Even if you're a crackhead, I'm not even going to be mad at you for that. But when I start looking at it and how it starts influencing legislation, now we got a problem. They said the affidavit was filed in the dispute between the construction company, Hill International, and one of three law firms it hired to claw back approximately $140 million the Saudis owed for a desalinization plant built by a Hill subsidiary in the 1980s. The firm, Langford & Reed, claims that Hill International also hired James Biden, now 73, in 2011 to negotiate a secret deal with the Saudis to settle the dispute and get out of paying Langford the 40% cut in the contract. In July 2017, Thomas Sullivan, former Treasury Department official turned private investigator hired by Langford, drove to James Biden's home in the suburban Philadelphia to discuss his role with Hill. So here's James Biden brokering a deal that was going to screw over an American company help the Saudis get out of a deal that was $140 million, and what would he get? Millions of dollars. Now, how would he have done this on his own? Probably not been able to. Now, that being said, this in no way incriminates Joe Biden. Joe Biden said, use the family name, make your connections. If he cuts you a deal, great, go for it. But here's where it could get interesting. Find out what he got from the Saudis, and then find out if the big guy got his cut. Let's pull some bank records. Let's see exactly what came in, and then let's balance that to, did anything go out? And where did the money go? Was it a wire transfer? Because the Bidens have all kinds of problems when it comes to federal guidelines. I think they had 155 instances where their money got flagged. Wire transfers got flagged. Now, you may not know a lot about banking, but that's a lot. That's quite a few. So I'm curious. What did he get? What did James Biden make on the deal that screwed over an American company? Which, by the way, that by itself should be bad enough. Just the optics of that, that the Bidens would say, it's okay. Because you would think the vice president would step in and say, listen, why are you working with the Saudis to screw over an American company that has a legitimate claim on what they earned here? Why would you do that, James? But he didn't do that. So we'll see. Now, the other thing we're going to talk about here is this money that the Chinese have been pouring in. Because, look, now we've added the Saudis, we've got the Ukrainians, we've got the Russians, and we've got the Chinese. Up to this point, we hadn't been talking about the Saudis. And, oh, by the way, no conjecture. All of this is a matter of public record in court filings, so there's no way they can step away from it. And I want to reiterate, no issue as it's written, as it stands right now, involves the coup president. But if it turns out that that money is connected by way of the big guy, that James did it, but Joe Biden says, now look, if you make these deals, you better give me my cut. Now they got serious problems. And I think we'll probably discover something like that. When we come back, we'll talk about this Chinese deal with the University of Delaware.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not going to say that the walls are closing in on the Bidens because we don't have a justice system in this country right now. But if we did have a justice system, I would tell you, the walls are closing in on the Bidens. They can't continue to do crooked business and not be under the microscope. And the sad part about the Bidens is they're so stupid in how they did it. At least Obama, he hid his in legislation, and then these people, you know, did the fake book deals and all that. And he's pretty much going to come out squeaky clean. Joe Biden, he's not squeaky clean. And when you put a crackhead in charge of running the family enterprise, you have to expect that there's going to be some parts left over from the disassembly. You know what I mean? when they try to put it back together? Because that's what crank and crack does to you. It doesn't let you think straight. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The crooked Bidens. We already know, if you follow the money, Joe Biden leaves office, sets up his think tank over at the University of Pennsylvania, and suddenly the Chinese money starts to flow. Millions and millions of dollars to Biden's think tank and to the university. We know this. Matter of record. Well, now there's a second university that's been found to have received more than $6.7 million in anonymous donations from China, including direct funding from the Chinese government. Now, you may say, Kevin, what's the big deal? I mean, China is in joint research and all this other stuff. Look, I agree. I don't know who gets money from whom and why they get it, etc. But I will tell you this. The timing is interesting because it was after Joe Biden set up a program there in his name. And this is from the Government Accountability Institute. They are the ones who did the analysis. This is not coming from me. This is not some GOP witch hunt. This is what comes from an analysis from a government, the Government Accountability. I'm going to read this. The revelation comes following reporting that anonymous Chinese-linked funds flowing to the University of Pennsylvania almost tripled after the inauguration of the Penn Biden Center, which illegally housed those classified documents. Now, again, you know, we can only infer, but here's what I will tell you. The media would be inferring a lot if this were Donald Trump, as they should. If we were talking about all the tentacles, and I just talked about Jim Biden and what he did with the Saudis. We know what Hunter did with Ukraine and Russia and China. We pretty much know Joe was involved, the big guy. And then we start looking at this. There is what they call a preponderance of evidence. Is it preponderance or preponderance? It's one of those. Anyway, there's a lot of evidence. That's what happens, Kevin, when you're trying to go big word on people. I know what the word is, but I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to make you guess. Does he really know? He is black after all, Cletus. Oh, man. On March 13th of 2017, less than 7 weeks after concluding his second term as VP, Joe Biden announced the funding of the Biden Institute at his home state, University of Delaware. According to the announcement, part of Biden's, quote, vision for the Institute is an annual conference at UD similar to the World Economic Forum or the Aspen Institute. Now, at the time of his announcement at the University of Delaware, multiple members of the Biden family were working on deals worth millions of dollars. God, man, I'm telling you, I know that meeting occurred that I talked about earlier. I know Joe Biden said, now, look, guys, I'm VP, I'm done, you know, but we've got to now take advantage of the Biden name. We got the Biden name. My word is a Biden. And so he met with the family and he says, look, everybody get out there. You better start acting like Jamaicans. Everybody get to work. So he said they were working on millions of dollars with foreign businessmen linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Now, we've talked about this. We played the Hunter Biden's clip where he mentions this. And this is when Hunter felt like he was being thrown under the bus.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China. We started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, found it. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Let me just put this as succinctly as I can. There's no doubt there's a connection between the Bidens and the Chinese and multi-million dollar big deals. And the question is, who got the money? Joe Biden's done pretty well for himself, and we've already outlined that he did his book deals and his speaking engagements, and he ran it through his S-Corp. But you know what they haven't shown you? The S-Corporation's tax filings. They talk about the Biden's taxes all the time, but they don't talk about the S-Corp, because that's where they've hidden the money. So we just want to know, where is it? What's going on? Is this why they allowed the Chinese to fly those balloons across? Is this why they don't care about intellectual property theft? Is this why they've allowed spies to operate with impunity inside of the United States? They've done nothing. And then what they do is like little, like symbolic. Oh, these six Chinese companies can no longer do business and blah, blah, blah. That's what they did because of the Chinese incident. These six companies. As if there's not 60,000 other companies that the Chinese can use to do the same thing. China's not stupid. In fact, they're pretty brilliant. You know what the Chinese have figured out? They figured out that leftists don't give a crap about America and will sell us out for a song. As long as they're living the high life, who cares? Think about the principle it takes to turn down money. I'm going to use me as an example, not because I'm the best guy in the world at it, because I do have my price. It's just pretty high. But, you know, Fox, nice salary. I would have had a TV show. As I tell people jokingly, you wouldn't even know who Bongino was if I hadn't tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks and gotten fired. Because I would have had that show. Probably would have had a daily show, because I'm good. That's not a slam on Bongino. He is who he is, but he ain't me. But I didn't. And I could have. They called me, Kevin, you do this, man, everything will be cool. No, not going to do it. Not enough money. And I'm saying there wasn't enough money for me. Kevin, we'll give you a raise. We'll give you your own TV show. We'll make you a star, baby. No. No, no, and no, 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 no. I don't know why that song popped in my head, but it did. Anyway, there was nothing they were going to tell me to make me go off, give up principle. But leftists will do it in a minute. Give them enough money. Make sure that they know life will be easy. As if they think that life's going to get easy because they get this bushel full of money. Here's some money. Life will get easy. No, it won't. You know what they just did? They made your life more difficult because you're already a scoundrel. What are you going to do when you get a bunch of money and you're a scoundrel? You're going to be a rich scoundrel with the ability to do worse. What's the saying? You show me the person's their failure, their peccadillo, give them money, I'll show it to you on steroids. And that's what Democrats are about. Prior to hosting the Biden Institute, the University of Delaware had never disclosed any funding from China. 1 year later, just 2 months after the Penn Biden Center opened its D.C. office, anonymous donations from China to the University of Delaware skyrocketed. Look, investigative reporters out there, do your jobs. Follow the money.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.